Welcome back, friends. So Father very graciously read his article to us, which I thought was very important to have on hand. And I know when I read it, there were some things that struck me, and maybe things came to Father as he was rereading it himself. The first one was the distinction between smoke and incense. I had never had that moment of thought about, okay, there's smoke and then there's incense and the distinction between the infernal and the heavenly. And I thank you for that. I thank you for that. I thank you for bringing up Gamaliel, forgive me if I mispronounced his name, but he is also very insightful because he does, you know, you're going to end up fighting against God. And I, to my mind, going against the mass that, let's be honest, converted the world, whether that world was illiterate or sophisticated, that was the Latin mass that converted those cultures. And to go against that, you're going against God himself. That's just, to my mind, that's just a historical fact. I'm not sure how one could argue against that, but I guess some are. And then I know on a personal level, I had a dear friend consoling a mother. Actually, I recently had guests, a mother, they have a large family, and they attend the Latin Mass. And they were so sorrowful. It was so sorrowful seeing the anguish, unnecessary anguish. We live, to my mind, the valley of tears, right? We live in this world. Sorrow, right? Good Friday was yesterday. Pick up your cross and follow me. That's part and parcel of being in this world. I'm not saying that. I'm saying this is a deliberate sorrow that could be easily avoided. And to me, it just infuriates me, you know. It generates more sympathy, but it also engenders, you know, a bit of righteous anger as to who do these people really think they are? So those are some brief comments, Father.
Yes, it struck me, this reporter who put the article together for LifeSite, She was asking me, she said she was astounded by the, I had originally in the original article put 10% going to the Novus Ordo because I wanted to be fair and I wanted to give a little bit more room in my numbers. I'm different dioceses, it's different percentages, so it's hard to make an average now. But so she said, well, just concentrate on your diocese. So I knew exactly how many people we have baptized and how many were coming to Mass. So we have about 50,000 people coming to Mass now. Prior to 2020, it was 70,000. In 2021, it was 40,000. So we've gotten about 10,000 to come back, but still, that's only 9% of our diocese coming to Mass on Sundays. It's actually a little less than 9%. I just rounded it up to 9%. So that's astounding. 9% versus 99%, and you've got people so wedded to emotion and to ego that they don't even want to hear that. They dismiss the Latin Mass out of hand. They have really no reason to base that on other than just out of hand. They don't want to go. They don't want to do it. They don't want to put the effort into finding out what the Latin Mass is all about. And that is just spiritual laziness, the worst kind of laziness you can have. I could understand if they went a couple times and really didn't like it. That would be one thing. But just to dismiss it out of hand, and the number one reason, oh, it's in Latin. That's no reason. I mean, their parent, literally their parents, their grandparents all went to that Mass and never had a problem with Latin. So it's just been, as Father Ripperger said, it's a demonic manipulation, and that's what the demons are expert at. It's manipulating us into opinions that make no sense.
That's right. Yesterday, I had the opportunity of being in a convent. I hadn't been there until before 20, for whatever the troubles we call them occurred. And of course, it was kind of a refuge for our family to go to a saner liturgy for holy days and so forth. But anyway, it empty. No vocations. Two very, 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 very elderly nuns. And I can tell you, in my mind, I thought, oh, what if we just open that up to a traditional community, you see, or something of that build. And of course, from what I could see, they would not even consider that. They would rather see it be torn asunder, you know, mm-hmm. paved over and turned into whatever, a parking lot or something, than to even consider giving it over to a community that really could revitalize it.
Yes. So I tried to make that connection that before 1965, you know, we had 80% of our Catholics going to Mass. Now we've dipped to somewhere around 10%. And side by side, that's the whole thing. When we were kids, I was being told, and a lot of people I've talked to were being told, that it was because of the society that the numbers were coming down. Now they can't say that anymore because we have Latin masters living side by side, the same neighborhoods, many times the same schools, many times the same social circles. And as long as those kids go to the Latin Mass every Sunday, they practice at a 98% clip. Now, all adults is 99%, but still, it's only 1% variance between all adults and 18 to 39-year-olds. Now, that's the target group. That's the group of Catholics we'd always talked about when I was a seminarian and a young priest. We want to get those people back. I tell you, you go into a normal Novus Ordo parish, and yes, there are exceptions. I'm tired of people telling me that. Yes, there are good parishes that are Novus Ordo that have a fairly good number of young people, but they are extremely rare. The norm in the Latin Mass is youth. The norm is you see about 70% of the congregation under the age of 40. That's just the norm. So I don't know why people keep insisting on the exception in the Novus Ordo rather than the norm in the traditional Latin Mass. It makes no sense other than people just don't want to admit they may have been wrong. And, you know, for what it's worth, I was wrong for 32 years of my life. I mean, I thought the Novus Ordo was great and that the traditional Mass would never grow. I was wrong. I admit it. I just don't see why so many people are bound almost in a death grip with the Novus Ordo.
I agree. I don't know why. I don't know why either. Goodness knows I was wrong. I believe the I call it claptrap right now, that we were in the springtime. We're about to enter into the springtime, and I don't see it. And then the other one was that the ne'er-do-wells were going to die out. And eventually we'll have, that would be the spring, another springtime opportunity is when these people die off. Well, they just put more in there that are similar. There is no die-off of this regime. So, I mean, those are two things just very starkly, I go, no, we're not in the springtime, and don't wait for the biological, that's what it was called, the biological effect to take place.
You know, and I saw a bishop recently in his Dawson paper where he was talking about how many programs have failed since the council, how many programs in his own diocese before he was there during his time.
And Father, what does he do? I hate to do this. Could we pick up on that idea? Because I think it's important. Okay. Friends, we're going to wrap around. You know how we do it here in next episode, Fides Adorata.